let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Thank you for being with us on the program today. She's known as the teen and parent relationship whisperer. Laura Lyles Reagan is a family sociologist with over 20 years of experience in practical youth development and parenting coaching, assisting teens and families build effective relationships, solving problems, and developing closer ties. A former instructor in the sociology of childhood and adolescence at the University of Texas, Rio Grande, her research has been published in the Journal of Applied Social Science. Her youth development career spans service in Mexico City, conducting workshops there on teen-parent communication, substance abuse, bullying prevention, teen suicide prevention. She speaks regularly to parent educators and school social workers, a featured author at the 2017 Zen Parenting Radio Conference. And Laura is the author of How to Raise Respectful Parents, a practical how-to guide for teens to help them navigate the confusing transition from dependence on their parents to becoming responsible for themselves. And back with us on the program once again, author and sociologist Laura Lyles Reagan. Laura, great to have you back with us on the program today.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is great because on the show today, we're going to be talking about summer and all the advantages it brings us as a family. And we'll talk about some of your experiences, some tips you have for how to make this a meaningful summer with your family. First, one of the concepts we talked about this last time, co-creation, and we'll be talking about that throughout the program. Explain what that is, because that's really a key to the success that you've had in dealing with your clients over the last couple of decades.
Right. Co-creation is simply a way of consciously engaging both teens and parents in the relationship so that they make conscious choices about how they want to interact with one another rather than react.
Exactly.
You know, we can empower and choose to do things in a way that works for both parties, or we can struggle and just be reactive to one another based on what we feel or think at the given time. And taking a little bit better charge of that consciously is a way that co-creation can work. Now, we all know as parents that co-creation happens unconsciously, because when babies cry, we move, right? We
Yes.
change the diaper or eat or feed them or whatever it takes. So we know that the children have a lot of power in the relationship. This is an idea that's not about permissive parenting, but it's about sharing influence so that teens can model adult behavior in that parent-teen relationship even now. And having good communication skills will actually help them in their school life and work life later on as adults.
And there's an equality.
So Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, there's an equality involved in this as well, right? An element of, it's not of submissive relationships, it's a relationship you go into where understanding what the other person is saying and doing.
Correct, yeah. And I think people get hung up on, I'm the parent, I have the power, and, you know,
exactly,
the reality
yes.
is you don't, you know. The reality is that kids influence the relationship just as much as parents do, but there's a way to cooperate with that works effectively in preparing kids for the future. And that's the whole point of parenting, is getting kids ready to be responsible adults.
During the summer, we spend a lot of family time, and we're going to talk about that on the program today. With us is Laura Lyles Reagan. The website is lauralreagan.com, R-E-A-G-A-N. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can log on directly to Laura's website and get a lot of information there on the book, her services, her coaching, which we'll talk about in the program today as well. This comes out a lot of your relationship with your children, especially teenagers during the summer months, and co-creating with them as well. And as a family sociologist, talking to a number of different families, and one of the things you say, in fact, you say this is number one, is admit where you are emotionally. Talk about that and having the right frame of mind and understanding that frame of mind as you enter into the summer months.
Sure. I had to admit that I was tired, you know, just like teens are, that you get through the school year and it's a big relief, whether they passed or failed, you know, whatever those struggles were, at least you get to take a break from it. And I was both excited about spending time with my kids and also dreaded spending time with my kids.
Exactly.
So there's a sense of ambivalence there. And, you know, we are where we are, and they are where they are as well, in that they're dealing with hormonal changes, and they also need a break and a release from the structure of school life. And, you know, they deal with trials and tribulations that we might not have dealt with when we were growing up. So there's a lot of stress there as well that they need a break from.
So it's important for us to assess emotionally where we are and to be aware of where the children, the teens are as well. And you talk about the impact that summer has on children. We look at it from our perspective. If you look at it from a teen's perspective, they really look forward to summer too and learn from what we do together.
Exactly. It's both an opportunity for fun and relief and an opportunity for some meaning, you know, to develop some meaning. I saw it as catching up, you know, a bonding time with my girls where we could do some fun activities. Maybe we could learn a skill together. And my hope was always that they would open up and really kind of share about what their world was like. And my book talks about some communication skills, and one of those is an open-ended question where you don't interrogate your teen, but you ask questions that can't be answered with a yes or no answer. In other words, you know, tell me about your best friend rather than how's Sally doing, and they'll just answer fine.
Exactly. Thinking they don't care anyway, so I'm going to end this conversation and move on to something else. But if it's
right,
open-ended, then you got a dialogue going when you ask the question in that way. And in the book, How to Raise Respectful Parents, each chapter is devoted to a different form, a line of communication, and give you some examples, walks you through it. The book is How to Raise Respectful Parents, written by our guest in the program, Laura Lyles Reagan. Her website is lauralreagan.com. Books available all across the country. Go to her website, information on services there that she offers, including coaching, which can be done from wherever you live, and connecting with Laura. In talking about some of the activities, you mentioned skills. What are some of the, do you sign up for a class, or this is just something maybe around the house you incorporate the kids in a project you're working on?
Yeah, it can actually be done very organically, very naturally. My own research as a sociologist was about interviewing teens about how adults influenced them, what they admired about adults that they actually listened to and paid attention to. And they gave us four really important pieces of information. So if we want to affect their lives for positive good and even change or shape them into adulthood, it kind of behooves us to listen to what they say impacts
them. Exactly.
And so my research was about simple things that can make a difference. And the first one was doing fun activities together. That's like your ticket in, you know, is having some kind of fun time together. And oftentimes our lives are so structured that we forget that, you know, that's the way that kids enjoy. You know, we do too.
Right.
But, you know, whether that's movies or you know, water play, because summer's a great time to get in the water together, whether it's, you know, whatever their interest might be. It can also be done with teaching a skill. You know, the classic dad throwing the ball back and forth in the backyard, being part of sports teams, whatever that skill might be. It really is according to the hobby or interest that your child has. And then kids also told us that they were influenced when adults helped them solve problems. And those problems could be something as simple as helping with homework, or it could be a boy-girl kind of problem, you know, a dating issue or a friend issue, and, you know, bullying and making suggestions about how you might deal with things. And it comes from that interview perspective. It's not giving advice so much as, well, tell me what you're experiencing. You know, tell me how you know, you interact with your friends, or who's treating you well and who's not. You know, those kinds of open-ended questions, again, help us get to what those problems might be.
It's interesting. Go ahead, please.
Give
us number four.
What they tell us is that a parent being present in the time of crisis makes a big, huge difference. And again, as sociologists, we know kids that get off track, that, you know, join gangs or have substance abuse issues, it's often related. They can go back to that time where there was a crisis and there wasn't an adult available to them. So they need that anchor and guidance and emotional presence in their life to make it through that crisis moment.
I was just going to mention conversation, and that's come up several times, and obviously that's a key. And as you think about it, in the conversation, we're sort of both equals. We're asking the questions, we're listening, and we're getting a response. That really is a key, isn't it, to have that conversation going rather when it appears that we're interrogating them.
Right. I believe so. You know, I found for me and my girls, and so much of my book is informed by that, relating to them, right?
Yes.
Was that travel time was a really great time for them to open up. You know, we were both focused on the road. We were could share in a very relaxed setting, and I could just drop in those open-ended questions easily, and they would just converse. My girls just kind of let it go, whatever they were talking about. I also got a wonderful musical education.
Yeah, I love this concept here. Switch music back and forth.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. I'd make them listen to my old folky 80s hair bands, and they would. I would have to listen then to the, you know, punk alternative newer stuff or hip hop or whatever they were into. And it was a great way to, you know, just kind of share about your world, because we could talk about lyrics, or we could talk about boys, or, you know, whatever tangent we wanted to follow. And it was a wonderful bonding time that, you know, actually can set the tone for how others treat you.
And it's interesting you talk about that driving time. And so often we sort of look at that as dead time. That really, we can really make that beneficial time together, can't we? It's not just dead time, getting from point A to point B. It can be very beneficial time.
Right. And one of the problems parents talk about, well, they want to be on their electronics the whole time we're driving, you know, rather than engaging with the parent. And I just say, use the electronics. You know, tell me about what you're doing. Do you like Instagram over Snapchat? You know, just use whatever they've got going on. What's the site that's the coolest right now? Tell me about that. Rather than fighting it, use it as a point of reference.
You know, something you talk about, and our guest on the program is Laura Lyles Reagan, R-E-A-G-A-N. The name of the book we're talking about is How to Raise Respectful Parents. The book's available all across the country. Information at our website, lauralreagan.com. You can log on directly, link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. One thing you talk about is balance is so important, and you really don't think about that, but you have 2, 3, 4 children. You're off on vacation. You want some time to yourself. It's good to have time, especially individual time with the children as well, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And I think it goes back to, you know, just owning your own humanity and understanding that they have theirs too. We each need a break from one another, and we
exactly.
each need together time. And sometimes that's tough to do, particularly if you have kids different ages. You know, what the preschooler might want to do is different than what the teen might want to do if you've got that age range there. But enjoying a beach, enjoying a movie that, you know, family-oriented, there's some things that you can do together that might be of interest to everybody.
During the course of summer, there is, of course, vacation time or time you've got off, whether you do a staycation or whether you're actually taking the family and going somewhere. But there's a lot of idle time for the children when we may be at work. We're not necessarily with them. How do we keep track of the kids during that period of the summer? And how important is it to know where they are?
Right. I think structured time is important. So is downtime. But downtime that's safe and supervised. One of the things that I always used summers for was to help kids explore interests, meaning if they were interested in the court system, let's go watch a trial, you know, that might be
yes.
an exciting different thing to do. If they were interested in fashion, well, you know, let's go have a conversation with a buyer at the mall. It takes a little bit of time and planning to do that, but it's a really great use of time rather than, again, spending all your time in a virtual world, which is what parents often complain about. And it's not too difficult, and it can be cheap, meaning you don't have to spend money to do these kinds of things. Library programs are wonderful as well. Summer camps, if parents have that available to them. Help with teens, helping teens be responsible too. And what I mean by that is summer jobs, and planning, you know, now. And if that's not available, since we're airing this in June, then, you know, you can think about it for the holiday time, you know. So there might be need to be a little bit of advanced planning for some of that. But using a kid's interest and growing that in the summer, touching something that they're excited about, is a great way to both engage them, but also grow that independence and responsibility side.
Great tips on how to make this a meaningful summer and enjoyable summer in spending it with your children. A couple minutes left in the program. I mentioned before coaching, and this is something interesting. It used to be years ago when we would talk to somebody that did coaching, and you're based in Texas, that people would have to make arrangements. You would have to go there to talk with a client. They would have to come see you. You would meet halfway, meet in Oklahoma or somewhere. Now with the internet, basically you can flip on Skype and you're coaching somebody. Talk about some of the coaching that you do and how they can get in contact with you.
Thank you. Yes, through my website, lauralreagan.com, and we can set up a time to talk. I do an introductory coaching session that's for free. And the difference between coaching and therapy is coaching is really about skills building. It's not, you know, going back and looking at your own parents and what you may or may not have received or what they may or may not have done wrong that you want to avoid in your children's lives. It's very present day oriented, and it's very problem solving oriented. So that we try to grow these communication skills together. And something I've done recently since the book came out is to also work with the teen, so that both teen and parent get on Skype and we practice these relational skills together while we're right there in session.
Interesting.
And that's been a fun interaction. The other thing I do is I do workshops all over the country. And I'll be in San Diego later in the year. And we are doing a teen and parent workshop together because oftentimes teens can hear what other parents are saying and hear their pain and struggle, whereas they might have some defenses against hearing their own parents. And parents can also hear what the teens are going through from a more objective vantage point if it's not your kid. So we've had some fun interaction together, and I don't really know anybody that's doing the coaching, the parenting coaching with the teen present.
That's interesting, and I would think would be insightful for the parent, for the teen, and for yourself as you're going through and seeing basically real life play out in front of you. These are people that are actually living your what you're talking about, the advice and suggestions that you were giving. Coaching information as well as the workshop available at the website. Information on the book, which really, if you're a parent, this is a must-read, How to Raise Respectful Parents. A lot of great information in there. The guest is Laura Lyles Reagan. Been with us before. We'll be back again, I'm sure, in the program. Her website is very simple, Laura L. Reagan. That's R-E-A-G-A-N.com. And if you can't remember all that, go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link directly onto Laura's website and get all of the information. Laura, as always, a pleasure having you on the program. Great tips for summer. So you enjoy summer. Look forward to having you back on the program.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate it.
It is our pleasure. You're listening to This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us. We're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.